Understand the science behind shopping. Paco Underhill has spent over 20 years keenly observing and collecting data about shoppers. He looks at it like an anthropologist studying another culture, watching closely, and taking note of many behaviors. Underhill's team creates a detailed map of the shopping area they're studying. They use a bunch of video cameras to watch shoppers. Each person on their team focuses on one shopper, noting everything they do, where they go, what they look at, how long they stay, and if they buy anything. They gather about 25 pieces of info for each shopper, adding up to 2,500 bits of data for 100 shoppers. They also talk to shoppers with 20 questions when they leave the store. Then, they put all this info into a big computer and mix it up to find out how different kinds of shoppers buy stuff. Improving the shopping experience takes a lot of effort, but it's worth it. When people feel comfortable and enjoy shopping, they tend to spend more time and money. With so many options online and in stores, it's important to make the experience as enjoyable as possible. So, by focusing on creating a better shopping environment, we can encourage customers to shop more and buy more. Comprehend how shopping works. Understanding how and why people shop begins with knowing their basic abilities and needs. This knowledge is crucial for designing a successful retail environment. Many stores overlook these factors, which leads to poor layout choices that hinder sales. Let's start with the entrance area. This space acts as a transition from the outside world to the store. It should be scaled appropriately and not cluttered with displays or signs. Keep it simple, greet customers, and offer a basket or coupon, but don't overwhelm them. Thus, the entryway is not usually a good place to put a display of merchandise or a sign. Don't try to accomplish anything important in this zone. Keep it as small as possible. For example, use it to greet customers and just say hello, or offer a basket, map, or coupon. Optimize store layout for increased sales. Consider how customers use their hands and the space they need to shop comfortably. Narrow aisles or lack of space for purchases can deter sales. Displaying less merchandise with larger aisles and providing baskets, bags, and carts can boost sales. Scatter baskets around the store for easy access instead of placing them up front, as shoppers may not realize their need initially. When deciding on merchandise placement, focus on how people navigate the store. Ensure a smooth flow with no obstacles. Since people tend to move towards the right, position important items up front and to the right. Shoppers find it easiest to reach for items on their right side, so arrange accordingly. Introduce new brands to the right of popular ones to draw attention. Utilize end caps effectively, as they showcase merchandise at aisle ends and are proven to catch shoppers' eyes. Many American stores now employ this strategy. Optimize signage and shopping environment. Signs play a crucial role in retail, but simply looking good isn't enough. It's essential to understand how they function within the shopping setting. First off, capturing the shopper's attention is key. Information should be presented gradually and clearly to ensure it registers. Overloading or confusing customers will lead them to ignore the message. Think of the store as divided into zones and strategically place signs accordingly. For areas with quick foot traffic, large signs with concise messages work best. In places where customers are likely to linger, provide more detailed information. Moreover, whether shoppers are alone or with others influences their behavior. Groups tend to buy more when there are comfortable areas for non-shoppers to relax. Creating spaces for companions to sit and feel at ease can boost overall sales. Demographics for shopping habits. Men and women have distinct shopping habits. Traditionally, women have taken charge of most shopping tasks. They tend to be more organized, spending time making lists and carefully selecting items. For instance, they're known to meticulously choose the best produce in a supermarket. On the flip side, men shop at a quicker pace, spending less time browsing and making more purposeful purchases. They often prefer gathering information from written materials or digital sources rather than asking for assistance, a behavior similar to their reluctance to ask for directions when driving. However, with more men taking on shopping responsibilities, stores can boost sales by catering to both genders. One effective strategy is to create sections with a masculine design and group products tailored to men's needs. For instance, segregating male grooming and health products into their own area rather than mixing them with women's items can enhance the shopping experience for all customers. Optimize shopping experiences for different audiences. Consider the changing trends in women's shopping habits. Nowadays, women are busier than ever, but they still enjoy shopping with friends. They're also branching out, buying things traditionally seen as more for men, like tools and home improvement supplies. What's interesting is that they're more focused on how things work than why. For example, they're not just interested in a pile of nuts and bolts. They want to see how those nuts and bolts fit into their home. Well, that's why stores like Home Depot are doing so well. They're not just selling tools, they're selling a lifestyle. Let's talk about catering to seniors. As people get older, their eyesight might not be as sharp, so we should use bigger fonts on our packaging and signs. Brighter colors and well-lit stores would also make it easier for them to see what we have to offer. And what about the kids? They're a huge influence on their parents' shopping choices. They love stuff related to their favorite TV characters and are pretty savvy about brands. If a store doesn't seem welcoming to kids, their parents might avoid it altogether. So, we should make sure kids' stuff is easy for them to spot and reach. And if we need to chat with their parents about something important, like a big purchase, we need to find ways to keep the kids entertained so they don't become a distraction. Understand trends in purchasing behavior. The third crucial aspect of selling successfully is crafting a compelling presentation that entices shoppers. Think of it as creating a sense of allure or attraction towards the product. Ultimately, it's about making shoppers really want what you're offering. And what drives this desire is convincing them to genuinely like something, because at the end of the day, affection is what keeps the retail world spinning. The main ingredients that contribute to this affection from shoppers are 1. Touch. Shoppers need to touch and feel things when they shop. It's super important. Most of the time, when people buy stuff on the spur of the moment, it's because of their senses, like seeing, touching, hearing, smelling, or tasting things. This means how products are displayed and presented can have a bigger impact than all the ads and promotions. 2. Mirrors. These things draw in shoppers and make it easier for them to imagine wearing the clothes. 3. Discovery. Subtle suggestions and tempting aromas, like the scent of freshly baked bread, create a sense of excitement. 4. Talking. Shoppers have more fun when they can socialize while they shop. 5. Recognition. People enjoy feeling recognized and valued. This occurs when a worker remembers a customer's name. 6. Bargains. Offering great deals to shoppers to make them feel they're getting a good bargain. On the flip side, shoppers really don't like certain things. They hate it when a store has too many mirrors because it starts feeling like a weird carnival funhouse. Waiting in lines drives them crazy. They get impatient. It's super annoying when they can't find info about products or when the stuff they want is out of stock. And don't even get them started on struggling to find price tags. One big turnoff is bad service. If the store staff are rude, slow, clueless, lazy, or just plain unhelpful, shoppers will bounce. It doesn't matter how good the products are or how great the prices are. If the service stinks, people will take their business elsewhere. Here's a cool trick. When you put related products near each other, you can sell more of both. Check out how places like Gap pair fragrances with candles, or how Club Monaco sells makeup alongside their clothes. It's all about making shopping easier and more enjoyable. Implement shopping principles online. The principles for creating a great shopping experience can also work wonders for online shopping. While physical stores offer the touch and feel experience, internet shopping has its perks too. It boasts a vast selection, convenience, speed, and loads of info. To boost a physical store's image online, use the web to enhance branding. Provide product details and where to find them. You can offer a simplified or complete online version of your store. To improve your online site, keep it easy to navigate. Clearly state what you can and can't do. Make it easy to move around with clear signs. Spruce it up with attractive graphics and interactive elements for some fun. Key points. 1. Understanding shopper behavior involves observing, gathering data, and optimizing store layouts. 2. Merchandise placement, signage, and creating comfortable spaces boost sales. 3. Recognizing differences in shopping habits helps tailor retail environments. 4. Sensory experiences and social interactions entice shoppers and drive product desire. 5. Online shopping can enhance branding, navigation, and user experience for increased sales. 6. Addressing common shopper frustrations is crucial for retaining customers. 7. Pairing related products and creating enjoyable experiences encourage spending and loyalty.